Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm back with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are back with you, Mighty Companion. Thank you for joining in. We're going to be discussing Lesson 25 here this morning on the Best Hour Radio broadcast on Block Talk Radio. You can find us at blocktalkradio.com/Course Mastery. You can also find our recordings on our website, some other content, and join our mailing list at truthought.org. True Thought Spiritual Community is at truthought.org. So lesson 25 is what we'll be discussing this morning. I do not know what anything is for. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. I do not know what anything is for. Purpose is meaning. Today's idea explains why nothing you see means anything. You do not know what it is for. Therefore, it is meaningless to you. Everything is for your own best interests. That is what it is for. That is its purpose. That is what it means. It is in recognizing this that your goals become unified. It is in recognizing this that what you see is given meaning.
You perceive the world and everything in it as meaningful in terms of ego goals. These goals have nothing to do with your own best interest because the ego is not you. This false identification makes you incapable of understanding what anything is for. As a result, you are bound to misuse it. When you believe this, you will try to withdraw the goals you have assigned to the world instead of attempting to reinforce them.
Another way of describing the goals you now perceive as valuable is to say that they are all concerned with, quote-unquote, personal interest. Since you have no personal interest, your goals are really concerned with nothing. In cherishing them, therefore, you have no goals at all, and thus you do not know what anything is for.
Before you can make any sense out of the exercises for today, one more thought is necessary. At the most superficial levels, you do recognize purpose, yet purpose cannot be understood at these levels. For example, you do understand that a telephone is for the purpose of talking to someone who is not physically in your immediate vicinity. What you do not understand is what you want to reach him for, and it is this that makes your contact with him meaningful or not.
It is crucial to your learning to be willing to give up the goals you have established for everything. This recognition that they are meaningless rather than good or bad is the only way to accomplish this. The idea for today is a step in this direction.
6 practice periods, each of 2 minutes duration, are required. Each practice period should begin with a slow repetition of the idea for today, followed by looking about you and letting your glance rest on whatever happens to catch your eye, near or far, important or unimportant, human or unhuman. With your eyes resting on each subject you so select, say, for example, I do not know what this chair is for. I do not know what this pencil is for. I do not know what this hand is for.
Say this quite slowly without shifting your eyes until you have completed the statement. Then move on to the next subject and apply today's idea as before. I do not know what anything is for. And so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence. And we'll discuss this lesson a little bit. Let's take another good deep breath here. Purpose is meaning. Everything is for your own best interest. I love those two statements because it really points to the world that we're experiencing here in 3D, because everything here is a lesson. It's one thing, we could say, an event, but the ego has one purpose for it, And the Holy Spirit has another purpose for it. So given that, if we're operating from the ego's perspective, purpose is meaning, then the world, the meaning of the world, as we've been discussing and know it now to be, is really a distraction. It's to keep us hoodwinked, to keep us distracted. Appearances, false evidence appearing real, is an acronym for fear. And it's to keep us entrained in fear, because fear begets fear. And the more we give our awareness and attention to the thought system of the ego, the thought system of fear and guilt, well, the more distracted we are, and the more we stay committed to and joined in a commitment together for to be stuck in a world of illusion, to be stuck in form, to not really be in communication, or even to truly know who and what we really are and how to really serve ourselves through our brothers and sisters, and to serve our brothers and sisters through ourselves. So the first question then is, what is its purpose? If we look at everything as what is its purpose, we can recognize that there's two purposes that are available for everything. I do not know what this chair is for. What is its purpose? When I see it for just as a chair and see it as form, its purpose is for that of the ego, which is to keep me distracted, really, to not see its true purpose. But when I can see beyond it by joining with that voice within me, in my heart, this voice of love, my true self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than my right mind, then I can see that it is truly something that's loving me. It's something that's extending the love of God. Completely different purpose, completely different meaning. I do not know what anything is for, but if I can begin to accept that humiliating affirmation that I can tell myself, wait a minute, I don't know what this is for, then it creates an opening, I should say, for me to join with my higher self and ask a simple question: what is the truth? Mm-hmm. And allow myself to be informed to know the truth. To know the truth in form. And then I become the representative, I become the expression, I become the channel for truth in the world of form. And unfortunately for the ego, but not for me, it has to move to the back seat. Like yesterday, we talked about, you know, get in the back seat and let the car drive. We have to give up control, because the ego is all about control. And the higher self, getting in touch with that self, is about just being and experiencing and being the extension of love and forgiveness. I do not know what anything is for.
God bless us. God bless each and every one of us, because my goodness, we've spent so much time trying to learn what everything is for. Boy. And if we can imagine, like I'm having the visual of being a student in an advanced, you know, collegiate level, like mathematics class, and there are like, you know, all these blackboards, or probably whiteboards, but I'm seeing blackboards that, you know, move up and down. They cover the whole wall, and they're, and they're filled with formulas, and the formulas represent all of the rules and the axioms and all of the meaning that we give all of life. And really, truly, what this lesson is doing is we're taking a big old fat eraser and we're erasing it all. And that can seem really unsettling and frightening to us. And so I want to have a little bit of compassion with what these lessons are actually doing, because all of these lessons are really doing that we're erasing, you know, everything we ever thought, you know, helped to keep us safe and functioning in this world that we made. And, you know, so this whole lesson of I do not know what anything is for, and it seems ridiculous to look at a chair and say I do not know what it, you know, what the chair is for. And the lesson is acknowledging that on the surface level we do understand, or at some level we understand, but that is not the level that is required. And so as we let that go, as we clean the blackboard or green board or whiteboard or however you visualize it for yourself, you know, we, as we do that, then we can arrive at the original Aboriginal intent of everything, which is everything is for your own best interest.
Indeed.
We don't need to figure it out. It's walking forward just with that. Everything is in my own best interest. That is what it's for. That is its purpose. That is what it means. It is recognizing this, that your goal, your goals become unified. And so this is really the prerequisite of relinquishing what I think I know, and kind of a companion to yesterday's lesson. I also love, love, love that there's just no mincing of words. You know, so you talked about the two choices, and it just simply says the ego is not you. Mm-hmm. The ego is not you. And it is this false identification that of identifying as ego that makes us incapable of understanding what anything is for. And so we say quite often in True Thought that the very first step is always a return to right identification. And it is turning away from the misperception of believing ourselves to be ego. So, okay, we're going to erase that board. I'm not the ego. Everything's for my best self-interest. But there's one more shard. I have no personal interest. So we think that everything is, like when I say, is in my best interest, like I own it, you know, that I'm special. It is, then there's the added, since you have no personal interest, your goals are really concerned with nothing. Man, just strip it all away, erase everything from that board. So the goal, so this is really a relinquishing of false identity. And, you know, we've gone through a period of that in our personal lives where everything that we thought made up our identity has kind of left or fallen away or
come into question.
And really it is crucial at this point where we're at right now. And there is this part of me, what do you mean I have to give up all my goals? You know, what do you mean? What will I do? How will I know how to be in the world if I give up all my goals? But it says, it is crucial to your learning to be willing to give up the goals you have established for everything. They are meaningless. It's really starting anew. It's really a dying daily as you know, the prayer of St. Francis ends, that I die daily, that I may be born again. And that is what we're doing here. So we're dying daily to these ideas that we believe keep us safe. And we're being asked to trust. We're being asked to let go. We're being asked to erase that board of all the rules, axioms, goals, purpose, and meaning that we've given everything. And just let it go. Mm. Now, there is peace in this. There actually is peace in this. And so I just say, trust that for now. It's assured. Peace is assured. Your best interest is assured. Keep doing the lessons as they're instructed, you know. And we get there together. Because there's nothing personal really about this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think, you know, as he says here, we're not the ego. And yesterday he said, the ego is always wrong, right? But we have an unwavering trust in the ego, that persona that we've made. Well, why wouldn't we? We trust it because we've made it. And we've even said, those are my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to people sometimes, they say, well, this is my truth, right? And it's their kind of, I've made up my own belief about this is the way things are. This is the way things work. And I can only navigate in the world, you know, through my belief system.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to honor that and respect mm-hmm. that. You know, we all have our own quote unquote truth. Yes, the sun is shining right now, but maybe later today it won't be.
Mm-hmm.
And that truth seems to change. But that mind, if our belief is based on an if that, then this,
mm-hmm.
you know, construct, mm-hmm. rationale, then we can be assured that we're coming from ego, right? And the ego is not what we are, as he claims today and yesterday. Why would we trust it anyway if it's always wrong?
Mm.
He didn't even say always. He just said it's wrong.
Period.
Period.
Period. Period.
Period. That's right. So this can be a little earth-shattering, so to speak, or confidence-shattering, because when we really begin to accept these as the truth, and it is two different thought systems, so we're not going to change what the ego is thinking. We can only relinquish that thought system and turn to the other thought system and be connected and make a commitment to a different voice, because we've been listening to the voice of the ego. We must shift to the different voice, and this voice, it takes some work to be able to be willing to listen to it because of the trust issue. But when we do start to have some experiences, and we do because we have these intuitive hits, and we kind of trust that intuitive voice that we connect with on occasion, sometimes when we least expect it. And there is trust there, but to do it intentionally, to do intentionally step away from what we've trusted our whole life is our own best thinking. It's a big thing.
It is. And so, you know, being gentle with ourselves is definitely called for. We are consciously choosing to change dance partners here. We've been dancing with the ego, and that's been a particular kind of jig that's kept us dizzy and, you know, off balance. And, you know, we're switching dances partners.
It did give us an identity, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think that was really the tough part for me. And I know for a lot of people, it's okay, so when I get to the point where I'm giving up that identity, and I think you've said it recently in one of our conversations, well, who am I now?
Right. We're learning a new dance. It takes some time.
Yeah. And we'd like to say learning a new language, too.
And learning a new language, yeah.
Speaking a new language.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Yeah. And how do you learn a new language? You know, you immerse yourself in it.
And you practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today we're doing 2-minute practice periods.
Yes.
And
six times. It's increased slightly.
It's increasing just a little bit. I like how he wades us in.
Yeah.
Gently.
Yeah.
To our mind watching. My attack thoughts.
Oh.
Excuse me. I do not know what anything is for. And tomorrow we're going to be discussing my attack thoughts.
But today we'll stay with,
I do not know what anything is for. And so it is.
So it is.
Bless you, mighty companion. Thank you for hanging out with us. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens. and it returns.